You were telling me just a second ago that you're a deer hunter. Now, did you already get a deer this season, bow season?
Yeah, opening day I ended up, I got a little 5-point spike, and then pretty much since then I've been luckless.
Okay.
Because we're out by Crab Orchard, there's two young does that live by the house, but I feel like, I think as a family, we've made a conscious effort that like...
Right, that they're on your property.
That they're just going to hang out, so...
That is funny. Yeah.
But no, so it's pretty good, so...
As a bystander here, it's bow season and crossbow season. You use a crossbow?
Yes.
How does that work? Do you have your prosthetic when you do this?
No, so I actually... Like, I'm super independent, but like, yeah. When we do stuff like that... I usually go out with my older brother, and we go, and then he'll pretty much like cock it and everything for me, and then from there it's pretty much just me.
Wow.
So
you got one already? It's in the freezer.
Yep, meat's already in the freezer.
Wow, that is pretty darn cool. What would you say to somebody right now, that maybe is going through something in their life, and they're wondering, how do I overcome this? Because obviously you've had to overcome a lot of stuff. How many surgeries do you think you've had over the course of this deal?
I feel like 32.
32. How do you have such a happy attitude? You know what I mean? Like, there's some people that get through this, they'll be like, not real happy. But you seem to be, I know you probably have your bad days, but you seem like you're a very happy person and you're going at it full force. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, well, I got to chase my dream, and then I'm kind of, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it like a second chance. I get to do, you know, I'm trying to, you know, we're working on the fitness center, so I'm getting to, you know, I'm getting to chase another goal. And for me, it's just, I set goals and then I just go after them. And there's a lot of things that I know I couldn't do. I can't do that I could before, but I found other things that I found interest in.
Right.
And I think that anybody that's kind of going through something, yeah, maybe you can't do what you could do before, but man, there may be something else out there for you that you could really enjoy.
Right.
Whether it's just getting out, you know, finding new hobbies.
Absolutely. You were able to spend some time this summer too. Is this the first year that you've spent with Nub Ability Athletics?
Actually, this is my second year. I wasn't able to make it last year. I was here the year before that.
Gotcha.
So that's one of the things I enjoy is helping out Nub Ability. The camp during the summer for different kids. It was a really good year this year. I actually had a lot more kids that wanted to come in and actually learn how to work out.
Right.
And so, man, I look forward to it every year.
Because I see videos of you on your Instagram and whatever, and you're doing like a ridiculous amount of chin-ups or pull-ups or whatever you call it, and you've got like a 45-pound weight tied to your waist. Is that a normal thing for you? What's your normal workout?
Because
that is just like, that is amazing, dude.
It really depends. Like right now, me and the wife do about 4 days a week. And then on off days, I'll do like sled drags.
Okay.
Sometimes like it's hard to use a lot of weight because I don't have an elbow or an arm, basically.
Right. That's a big thing.
So what I'll do is I'll just increase the intensity. Like if I have to use lightweight. Like, I'll just throw in a lot of drop sets, or I'll just do a higher volume.
I see.
And that usually works out pretty good for me.
Yeah.
But like we were talking about when we were on break, it's all about your diet and what you put in your body. So
you do a lot of lean meat, a lot of rice.
Yeah, a lot. I'm pretty sure my wife gets tired of cooking. Like, the look on her face pretty much tells me everything I need to know.
Right. Well, at this level, you have to fuel your system, and you're obviously doing something good. And then You're getting ready to go about your day today. Like, do you spend an hour in the gym? Is it like about, do you just get in there until it's done? You get in there until it's done?
Get in there until it's done. Because, like, I always say, like, I'm going to be in here, like, no more than an hour. But since I only have, like, one side of my body, I kind of have to do everything.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit more time. So, you know, until it gets done.
Gotcha.
And sometimes I may cut it short. Just depends on what I'm doing, like, how I'm feeling. Like, yesterday, Saturday, we ended up doing back. I took an extra rest day because I just was feeling tired. Mm-hmm. And I just went in and just did pretty much like 10 sets of deadlifts and then some pull downs and called it a day.
See, like, you're talking right now and I'm hearing this and it's like, I don't think I could even do one deadlift. you know, with the bar. But this is just amazing stuff right here. Jared Bullock has been my guest today. We got to do the birthdays, anniversaries here in a second. He's on his way to do his deal today. But it is Think of Veteran Week. So no matter if it's Jared here coming up on our Facebook or wherever you are out and about this week, say thank you to the men and women that have given so much for us. Brother, you have a wonderful day today, all right, my friend?
You too. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I
appreciate you, sir. It is 7:49, Kent and the Country Morning Show. Hang on. Birthdays, anniversaries are coming up.
Meet Scott.